With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz. Two waves of protesters kept the state capitol long active Wednesday as various groups spoke out against plans for the next Michigan budget. What was expected to be a crowd of 10,000 turned out to be less than half that as unions fought to keep funding for schools from being cut. One protester said the governor's policies are, quote, an attack on the middle class and that breaks for businesses being paid for by those concessions are unfair. Governor Rick Snyder's prospects of getting his first budget through the legislature brightened up yesterday when he and GOP House and Senate leaders announced a tentative agreement on a softened pension tax. Snyder, Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville of Monroe, and House Speaker Jays Bolger of Marshall confirmed a compromise that would phase in Snyder's controversial pension tax and give partial tax breaks to all Michigan residents once they turn 67. Michigan's unemployment rate fell to 10.3% in March, according to stats released yesterday by the Michigan Department of Energy, Labor, and Economic Growth. Michigan added about 7,000 net new jobs from February to March, according to the state government stats. Of those, 4,000 were added in the professional and business services sector. The jobless rate fell from 10.4% in February, 13.3% in March last year. A Detroit area couple have sued Applebee's restaurant chain after their toddler was mistakenly given a small amount of alcohol instead of apple juice. The Detroit News and Detroit Free Press say Taylor Dill Reese and Dominic Wilson sued in Oakland County Circuit Court after their 15-month-old consumed alcohol Friday at the Madison Heights location. With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz.